Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hey, Pete. This is Matthew from Vulcan. Actually, just got a voicemail from you the other day. Something about, you know, some financing. Just wanted to call and see what you guys are all about.
Yeah. How you doing, Matthew? how can I help you out here? What direction can I point you in?
Listening to the voicemail, said you guys had me approved for some equipment, and I'm looking to get some equipment, a couple of trucks right now.
So
what you guys could do for me.
Yeah, sounds like we're looking for some equipment financing then. So what type of trucks are they?
Looking at a couple of box trucks.
Box trucks. How many? Two?
Yeah, two of them.
Nice, nice. Are these are new or used box trucks?
They're both going to be used.
They're both going to be used?
You guys do used equipment?
Of course we do. We'd be out of business if we didn't.
Yeah, that makes sense. How's that affect, you know, the rates that you guys charge? Do you charge more for the used?
Not really. We technically do charge a little bit more just because there's a slightly more, you know, there's a higher risk of it maybe breaking down and you kind of be in a, you know, just out of the piece of equipment, you don't have it anymore, and also now it's hard to make payments on something that's not, you know, bringing the money back in for you, especially with a piece of equipment.
Yeah. So how much more are you looking for used over new? Is it worth it? Is it worth it to? I mean.
No. Honestly, it's not gonna. It's really not gonna affect the payments at all for it. Like, it's gonna be very insignificant compared to the amount that you're going to spend getting a new box truck. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. I didn't know, you know, if I don't want to pay an outstanding amount to get something used when I could just get something new for the same cost.
No. It's going to be maybe a percentage point or two, not even. You know what I'm saying? And that's all on the underwriting side of it.
Okay. Where do you guys start for a percentage?
Okay, yeah, so now before we go there, how much do these box trucks cost?
Looking at it, I'd probably need about 50,000, so they're about 25 each.
Okay. Yeah, as far as the rates and the terms go here, Matt, it's pretty standard, like your typical car loan here. It's going to be 2 to 5 year terms with, monthly payments, and rates start near mid single digits and kind of go up from there based on your time in business and a couple other factors like what the piece of equipment is and how helpful it's going to be to your business and your credit. But,
okay.
You know, are you adding or replacing these trucks?
They're going to be, I'm adding, I'm trying to get a couple more so we can get some more teams out on working on more jobs.
Good. That means you're growing. If you're adding these trucks, do you have to add more, you know, employees, truck drivers, those kind of things?
At this time, no, I already have the guys. I just need to give them more to work with.
Perfect. So it is going to help you expand and get some more business here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thought.
So what do you do with these box trucks? What was your name, company name again?
Vulcan.
Vulcan. So yeah. What does Vulcan do?
We do waterproofing basements. We're kind of getting into some stone flooring as well. So they primarily, just carry the supplies for the work crew.
So you're diversifying a little bit, getting into some other fields to expand your business here. That's good.
Yeah. Now, if I already have, you know, a down payment on them, is that going to let me get a cheaper rate, or how's that going to work?
It should help you with getting a cheaper rate because, you know, it's a lot of risk assessment for as far as rates go. So, you know, when you got a down payment on it, number one, you don't need as much cash right off the bat, so you're going to be paying less. And, number two, it shows that you're committed to this a little bit with your own cash here. You're not just, you know, leaning on us to get this piece for you. Now, it should actually help you out there as far as rate, as far as your payment amount. What's the expected return on these, though? I know it's hard to quantify that sometimes, but.
Yeah, you know, really, I mean, the biggest return is just being able to handle more jobs at once. So, I mean, I have a workload to the max, so I'm just trying to extend that.
I got you.
Hopefully they'll pay for themselves.
Good. When you need it by, you just have work ready to go? Like, you're just trying to get this thing ASAP?
Well, yeah, I'd like to get it as soon as possible. I mean, how long does this take for you guys to do?
Oh, we're actually one of the faster lenders out here. We get you an approval in about 24 hours, and I can actually have this thing funded for you in about 48. Do these trucks have any soft costs, too? You know, like transportation costs, anything like that?
Oh, no. I mean, they're right over in New Jersey. I mean, it's a 30-minute drive. We're just going to go pick them up and bring them right back.
Oh, nice. So you have a vendor?
Oh, yeah. I already got the down payment down with them.
I'm trying
to get some financing in place. I got a bunch of people calling me all the time. I got your voicemail the other day. I figured I'd...
Yeah. Good thing I caught you in time. How much did you pay on that down payment?
$1,000.
$1,000 on each truck, or...?
Yeah, on each.
Okay. Perfect. And the vendor gave you a quote already for $25K. Do you have that with you, like an invoice or something like that?
Yeah, I can have one of my guys, send it over if that makes a difference.
No, it'll definitely help having a solid invoice, not just word of mouth. Have you worked with these guys before in Jersey?
No, they're just one of those, it's called Miranda Motor or something like that. They're just, it's almost like that auto trader. They just have a bunch of them listed online.
Mm-hmm. So you just found these guys online?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty basic truck. A lot of people are selling them, but from what we were looking at, it's one of the better prices.
Oh, good. So, do they offer in-house financing at all, or do they try and put you off to a third party, or
no? I don't believe so. I mean, I didn't even bother asking. I have so many people calling me, telling me that they can get this done pretty quickly. I'm just sitting down this morning to try to take care of everything.
Yeah, I got you. Staying busy though. That's good though. That's good.
Yeah, it's really going to come down to who has the better rates. I mean, if I'm going to do $50,000, I don't want to be paying back, an extra $50 on top of that. I mean, how much would I be looking at, two trucks, 25 each, on top of the cost? What kind of interest are we looking at?
I got to get some a little more information from you, see which program you're going to fall into here, because we do have some pretty great programs. We got some 90-day deferred payment programs. Let me ask you a couple follow-up questions. How would you rate your credit?
I mean, credit's good. Credit's good.
Good as in over 750, or?
Yeah, it's probably around 700. Maybe
okay,
9,700. Like I said, I have a bunch of people calling me. I don't really need, a bunch of people running my credit, knock it down even lower.
Oh, no. We're going to do a soft pull on it here, Matt. And it's we do this. It really doesn't affect your credit score whatsoever. I know you're going to have a lot of other people trying to run it for you. And that's the last thing we want to do is bring down your credit, bring down your business, credibility here. How long have you guys been in business, by the way?
Since 1992.
Oh, so you've been a while. How have you, adapted, stayed alive?
We do, waterproofing basements, so we're somewhat seasonal. We kind of depend a lot on rainfall. This past year, we've been down a little just because, I mean, I can show you the numbers, but what we make is directly related to how much rainfall comes down every year. We've had some wet years in the past. This past year or so, been a whole lot less. So we're trying to get into, like I said, that stone flooring.
Yeah. Where's your business located?
We're in New York.
Oh, you're in New York. I was going to say, man, the Florida, they're getting pounded right now with rain.
Yeah, bring that up here, right?
Yeah, right. You might get a little bit of bleeding over from that. But Matt, have you ever financed equipment before here? You've been in business for a while. I assume you probably have, right?
Yeah, we have. We have. We have a couple other trucks that we use too that we financed. They're all paid off by now.
Oh, who'd you work with? Your local bank or something like that?
Yeah, actually, I'm not even sure. I can't even remember who we bought it from the vendor that we got it from, and we did the financing through them, but it was a completely different name.
Oh, okay, I see. Probably sent you to a third party or something. But, Matt, you did say you wanted to shop around and get the best rate here. The good thing about Bank of Cardiff is that we do have a match it or beat it policy. So, if you get any other, you know, offers or anything hard, like I need an actual offer from another financial firm or bank or anything, we have no problem matching it or beating it, because we'd rather have your repeat business and come back to us than, you know, shave or add on a couple extra points or, you know what I mean?
Okay, so, I mean, like I said, I'm talking to a few different people. If they give me something, and you guys give me something, it's a whole lot higher. I can turn around and give you theirs, and you're going to give me something lower?
Match it or beat it. Who else are you working with, Matt?
Well, a couple different ones. I'm with Wells Fargo, it's who we bank with. We're trying to see if they're going to do it, but it's kind of a problem with the used, with the two trucks being used. We got a couple other financing. It's not a bank. They're just kind of financing companies. I think it's called like Marlin.
Yeah. Well, good thing is we're a bank, so we get those good interest rates that, you know, those smaller lending firms don't really get. But we're not one of those like Wells Fargo banks where we're gonna string you along, take a long time. We don't do used equipment, things like that. So we're kind of just right there in the middle. It's really great for small businesses and just anyone that's trying to grow. What are you gonna do if you don't get this piece, though, Matt? You're just gonna.
Well, I'm gonna get it.
Are you gonna just ask, you know, family, friends, maybe go to a different bank?
Well, I mean, I'd like to finance it, but you know, if the rates are outrageous, I guess I'll use my own money, pay myself back, but I don't want to have to do that.
Yeah. You never want to use your own money, especially with equipment, because like. I mean, most of the time, equipment is paying for itself, so you could just be using that cash to just for anything else for your business. You know what I mean here? So, like, it's kind of you're losing an opportunity.
I'd like to do it. What do I need to get, you know, some answers from you guys?
Yeah, so just got to gather a little bit of information and see what I can do. It's just a short one-page application, 4 months of your most recent bank statements, and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
If you don't have 15 ready, I know some people are lagging on that a little bit. Okay, good. And that invoice. If you have the invoice, have somebody grab it for you and just shoot that over with your application. It'll just speed up the process. It'll just help the underwriters a little bit more.
Okay, can you send me a list of all the stuff that you need, and I'll have one of my guys put it together and throw it your way?
Of course. What's a good email to shoot it over to?
You can send it to, I'll spell it for you, MATTHEWV.
Mm-hmm.
Vulcan, VULCAN. So there are two Vs.
I see. At
windstream.net.
Windstream.net, nice. All right, yeah, I'll shoot that over there. And when's a good time to follow up with you?
Well, I'll probably follow up with you. So if you don't hear from me, call me tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll call you tomorrow morning or afternoon better.
Okay, thanks a lot, Pete.
All right, take care, Matt.